You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Chris Henry, the Director of Operations and Principal at Troy Business Group, a small and mid-sized business funding organization and consultancy headquartered in Miami, Florida. Mr. Henry, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure as well, Eric. Thank you for having us.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure, and looking forward to learning a little bit from you today. So for starters, what is asset-based lending and how does that work?
So what asset-based lending is, it's any type of lending platform where the business is pledging a specific asset that it currently has at the time that it could use to turn that into liquidity. A specific example could be inventory currently in the warehouse, could be turned into liquidity from the form of a line of credit for inventory financing. Perhaps a business just landed a nice purchase order, but they don't yet have the materials to produce the order. So that purchase order could be turned into purchase order financing, which is another form of asset-based lending. The most common form of asset-based lending would probably fall into factoring, whereas a business has already sold a product, has a receivable, but is on a net 45-day term for payment from their customer, net 60-day term for payment for their customer, and they can't wait that long with, you know, a team of workers to pay, so they would either sell that receivable or pledge it for a line of credit against the business to be able to draw up capital, hence why it's called asset-based lending.
And thanks for that fine explanation. And when is it the best time to utilize asset-based lending, and why might a business need to use asset-based lending to begin with?
In my opinion, the best time to use asset-based lending is when the business is growing, expanding. Traditional forms of financing, whether it be a bank loan or business term loan or business line of credit, it's a lagging indicator. Because it's going to look at the business revenue and to derive the offer for the business predicated off what it's done already. So if a business is growing and they're landing more orders than they can keep up with, if the business has more inventory and they need to figure out how to bring in more products that can sell after bringing in a slew of products and some sold and some didn't, and they need to turn that into liquidity, traditional financing may not be able to give them exactly what they're looking for in the spectrum of growth. So that is where the perfect comes into play for you, the business, to come in and get asset-based lending and really use that for growth.
Also, Mr. Henry, if you would, what benefits does asset-based lending offer to small businesses and even entrepreneurs?
The biggest benefit it also is to small businesses and entrepreneurs is the opportunity to grow before perhaps the business itself can stand on its own two feet and really get traditional financing. You know, a bank would want 3 years' time in business underneath the same tax ID number. They would also want the business to be reporting about $1.35 in income for every dollar in debt that they're paying, and to be showing that profitability for 2 years in a row on the books, on top of having stellar credit. Whereas a business that's in business on its first order, 2, 3, 4 months in business, and lands a purchase order and with a big, nice retailer, and congratulations, but now they need to be able to deliver the goods to order their supplies from their vendors, and that's where something like asset-based lending can really come into play and help that business grow in a small business scale.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Chris Henry, the Director of Operations and Principal at Troy Business Group, a small and mid-sized business funding organization and consultancy headquartered in Miami, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Henry, how can asset-based lending help a small business owner finance a piece of equipment, for example?
So that's a wonderful piece of news. The easiest form of equipment leasing to do is anything that's fixated and situated into the business. So perhaps getting a piece of equipment lease for a truck may be harder, But if you have a bar, a restaurant, a delicatessen, a grocery store, you need a refrigerator, you have a manufacturing shop, you need tool and die equipment, or you need a piece of component to machinery to make what you need done, equipment leasing can come in and give that business the opportunity to finance that piece of equipment over a longer period of time without having to lay out the total capital outlay that would be needed to purchase the equipment outright. On top of which, by doing equipment leasing, which is another form of asset-based lending, the business now gets the opportunity of the tax benefits of the depreciation on the piece of equipment that it has versus having to also lay out that capital and not necessarily get the same tax benefits on the depreciation on the interest paid. So the business can grow in many ways by redirecting that capital into other areas, by using equipment leasing to secure the equipment for it so the business can get the machinery it needs to do to take it to the next level.
And most helpful details there. Thanks for that. Now, what are the most common types of asset-based lending?
The most common types would probably center around an already established receivable for products or goods delivered. So you could either do that in the form of accounts receivable financing or factoring. The difference between the two is one's a little intrusive in the form of factoring because you're going to sell that receivable. Perhaps let's just say you delivered calculators to Best Buy, and now we're going to purchase your Best Buy receivable and contact Best Buy to collect for that debt. Could be a little intrusive, could not be, depending upon your relationship with that manufacturer or that retailer. Asset-based lending in the sense of accounts receivable financing, which is a very common form of it, would do an advance against the receivable, so you wouldn't get as much of a drawdown in the form of a line of credit, probably 80% versus 95% against the receivable if you factored it. But now you maintain your own ability to collect from your client and that anonymity that you took out financing, and it gives the business the availability to grow and scale without necessarily tipping their hand to their customer that they've secured financing. Another very common form of asset-based lending would probably be inventory financing. Since you have either a bunch of businesses with inventory that they have and not all of it is selling at once, and they could use that stagnant inventory in their possession to turn it into liquidity, or you have another type of inventory financing, which is called supply chain financing, which would help a business actually obtain inventory to be able to put on the shelves in terms instead of having to lay out the capital for it up front, thus giving the business more time window to turn that inventory over and grow.
Certainly a lot of great information here as we've been focusing in on asset-based lending. Tell us, why has asset-based lending increased in popularity in recent years?
Ever since TARP, Too Big to Fail, the banks got their bailout, and one of the contingencies from the government were a lot of restrictions on what they had to keep as far as reserves are concerned on hand, which basically kind of stagnated and strangled the banks in a sense and what they could do and the risks they could take on, which in the long run, it's there to benefit the U.S. economy and the consumers to make sure there's not another situation where you have a too big to fail and the banks end up taking more risk. But at the same time, it left a bit of a gap in the market. And now businesses were looking for more alternative financing ways to grow their business where they didn't necessarily have the banks as they did prior to 2008, when the last time the economy had a big major meltdown and the banks really changed the guidelines on how they lent. But at that same token, businesses still need to find an effective and cost-effective way to grow and scale. So turning to asset-based lending, where the cost of capital is still manageable and it gave them the opportunity to grow the business, they were able to take core assets for those businesses that are lucky enough to have them, like a receivable or inventory, and turn that into liquidity, and were now able to grow and scale their business. And I've seen the small business community, which is a backbone of the American economy, be able to sustain itself and be able to grow over these years since the banks have stepped out and asset-based lending has really picked up a lot of the shortfall.
Again, Mr. Henry, we can't thank you enough for all the details and information shared here today on asset-based lending per your expertise. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, one last final word that you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
No, I mean, we've touched on a lot of the topics, and I don't want to beat a dead horse here and continue to state the same thing over and over, but I think businesses that are growing, scaling, can really utilize asset-based lending to grow with that business exponentially as its volume picks up, because it can look forward, whereas traditional financing would typically look backwards as to what the business has already done and thus produce a financing offer, which sometimes can get the job done, but other times can find itself a little bit lagging in the availability for that business to grow. You know, the established juggernaut that just continues to have the revenues year in, year out, you know, traditional financing is probably the best goal. But if you have a growing business that today looks better than it did 6 months ago and now really needs a partner to come in to help it go to the next level because that order that they've been working on has finally come in, asset-based lending can really, really help that business grow and expand. And businesses that are lucky enough or fortunate enough that have some sort of an asset, whether it be a receivable, whether it be inventory, whether it be a purchase order, or a subcontractor that's waiting to get paid on a big job as part of a big commercial work that could use something like progress payment to free up liquidity and pay off its workers and meet demand, asset-based lending is a tremendous opportunity for the small business community to take advantage of. For those that can.
Mr. Henry, if listeners wanted to get in touch with you and get further details online on Troy Business Group, where can they get those details?
Well, they should certainly visit our website, which is www.troygrp.com. They can feel free to visit our website for that information. They can also shoot us all information over at either ADL Deals, which is asset-based lending deals, at troygrp.com. They can fill out a quick app on our website, and there's plenty of helpful information there for them, plenty of blogs, articles. We like to keep our customers informed so they can know exactly what's happening, or they can feel free to always give us a call toll-free at 800-715-9948. That's 800-715-9948. And for the digital consumer, again, feel free to do your own research to get some more information as well.
Mr. Henry, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much for your time, Eric. It was a pleasure to be on.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Henry, the Director of Operations and Principal at Troy Business Group, a small and mid-sized business funding organization and consultancy headquartered in Miami, Florida. And for all the details, visit TroyGRP.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.